Subject was brought to us after having bathed in the ocean before developing symptoms of an hysteric. She was prescribed 48 hours in a deprivation chamber and then brought to the observation room where my colleagues and I attempted treatment with reflex stimulation. After careful applications of various implements upon her person, the subject displayed an ineffable immunity to feelings of chagrin, abasement, or the trepidation shared by the rest of town. In fact, the unnerving smile that never left her face was accompanied by sudden fits of uncontrollable giggling, and at one point she broke free of her restraints and licked Dr. A in the face as he applied the micropulse oscillator to her clitoris, screaming, "I want your cock, I want your cock, let me ride that implement tween your legs." At that point, she was sedated with chloroform and taken to her room. At this point, we consider her an unfit candidate for the program.
The next one, please. This is Chancellor Thomas Banter documenting the examination of patient 7231. Subject's name has not been recorded, and she was admitted after fainting in the docks where she works at the canning factory. It is believed that she came into direct physical contact with the Leviathan. After waking, she destroyed her gown and has developed an unrelenting urge to fondle any man in his genital region, repeating the phrase, "Are you him? Are you him?" We shall now begin with the examination. Professor W., the stirrups, if you would, sir. Her legs, gentlemen? Very good. Let us begin. Careful now not to remove her gag. According to her admittance notes, she demonstrates a hypnotic talent and has already caused two of the male attendees to strip and engage in a debauched three-person orgy with her in her room. She seems to know nothing of her hypnotic ability, but her vocal powers of suggestion are uncanny. It required an additional three attendees to subdue her and sedate the poor bastard she had affected. I believe it prudent we begin at her throat, seeing as the power of her suggestion lies in the vocal cords, and thus must be physiological in nature. Notice the slight shiver she displays as I run the stem of my pipe along her neck.
Why, the implication is quite astounding.
Dr. A, why don't you explore that a bit?
Thank you, Chancellor Banter. Indeed, the subject's neck may provide a physiological reason for her hysteric ability of hypnosis. I shall begin by conducting a cursory examination of her lymph nodes. Notice how sensitive she is at the mere touch of my hands. All vital areas appear healthy, though notice as I run my fingers along either side of her windpipe how she squirms ever so gently. Thank you, Professor W. That is an excellent idea. Indeed, as I apply increasing pressure with my fingers wrapping her neck, she appears to be squealing in delight through her gag, and, though restrained, continues to arch her back. I believe the subject is actually enjoying the sensation of asphyxiation, though I admit it now makes me uncomfortable applying such brutality, and so I will now suspend my portion of this examination. I have with me a prototype of Dr. Miri's Morphic Fascia Grappler. I have modified the machine to fit around the neck and operate at 200% pressure capacity. I will now place it upon her neck in place of my own hands and set it to oscillate between the lowest setting and the highest. There we go. As such. thus replicating the sensation of my hands manually asphyxiating the subject. Thank you, Dr. A. Let us continue. Slight titillation as I pass the lip of this pipe across her clavicle and down her cleavage. Notice her muffled moans as I near her breast.
Day for science.
Let us test a curiosity now, observed in other subjects. I will lay the foot of the pipe's bowl onto her nipple, allowing a few seconds for it to warm. There we go, that should be enough. Observe the cool air and its effect on the nipple. Instantly, it hardens. Professor W., please elucidate on this curious phenomenon.
Thank you, Jason Labanta.
As I lectured at the university this past summer on the evaluation and reformation of certain puritanical beliefs when discussing the inherent effects of a woman's bosom, it was reinforced the belief that in her breasts lie a physiological power over men, undeniable in their potency. Even now, as I observe this beautiful subject laid bare before us, I struggle to remain composed at the sight of her exposed breasts. This particular subject's hypnotic power may not be relegated to only her vocal cords. Allow me to demonstrate the allure of her breasts and succumb to their power over me. Gentlemen, I ask you please remove me from the subject if the power of her breasts proves stronger than my will.
Do not be afraid, Professor. Your dedication to medicine and the advancement of science is appreciated, and we will ensure that you do not fall prey to this hysteric's foul abilities.
Thank you, Inspector G. I will now demonstrate with the flicking of my tongue the uncanny response of her hardening nipple.
Observe how erect the nipple becomes, rising hard as a rock, as if to beckon me not to stop.
In the audacity of phenomenon is undeniable.
In the name of science, I will now circle this nipple. Please note any mental or physical change in my behavior.
No, I must stop now before I lose my mind. Gentlemen, what I have here is Wild Mercy's Diamond Chronograph Lactation Capsule. This tiny device, meant to latch onto the nipple and aid new mothers pump and store milk for their babes, has been retrofitted with a miniature version of Dr. Wrigley's elaborate grease pendulum so as to mimic a man's tongue. We just place the modified chronograph on the nipple like so. Make note of her writhing as the device softly drains the skin, mimicking a man's own shuffling behavior.
Let us proceed as we allow the prolonged sensory exposure to the nipple.
Very good, Professor W. The subject appears to enjoy the sensations of the chronograph. This hysteria proves more and more to be caused by that wretched giant suspended in our town. Inspector G, please. The next area concerns your expertise.
Thank you, Chancellor Bunter. It is true, the constable's office is no stranger to the sudden and unexplained onslaught of the town's prostitutes, suddenly and inexplicably reporting themselves of criminal activity and then throwing themselves at our police force while in custody. It is with both confusion and embarrassment to report on more than several occasions our men have been witnessed to be fleeing throughout the precinct from hysterical women with their gowns lifted, using their exposed genitals as weapons of sexual desire. Through no extra effort of my own and this experiment we are presently engaged in, this very moment notwithstanding, I can confess to have seen more vaginas in the preceding weeks than an obstetrician will have seen throughout the entirety of his career.
Chancellor, if you would, please lower the foot of your pipe to warm the clitoris in preparation for my demonstration.
Certainly, Inspector.
There we go.
Thank you, Chancellor. I will now lick my finger. and rub the clitoris in a circular motion. Please observe the subject's reaction. It seems not only are the vocal cords and nipples suspect for physiological anomaly related to the Leviathan, but it seems she grows increasingly confused as we stimulate the clitoris. Notice how engorged it becomes. Hypnotic itself, I find myself salivating at the thought of licking it clean, but I will resist. With me here today, gentlemen, is Conductor Eli's Micropulse Oscillator. It is a compact device that vibrates at a startling frequency. I will apply the oscillator to the clitoris so as not to further tempt myself. I pause it, we may be able to expel the sickness by stimulating all of the suspect regions at once. Witness how the subject thrashes. I believe that whatever malady has possessed this girl can be expunged in this manner. Gentlemen, notice the miasma trickling from her vagina. So warm and wet. Chancellor, if you will. Finally, gentlemen, this may be it, the answer we have been looking for. If we are successful here, we must gather all the women in the town and begin simultaneous bodily stimulation treatment at once. For the record, the subject is being gently asphyxiated, her nipples suckled, her clitoris withstanding the vibrations of the oscillator. And finally, I have Professor Cal's radium-propelled silicone coil-injected mini-puncher. At an adjustable frequency, this smooth, phallus-shaped device will spring forth over and over. And with this, we can observe the effects of penetrative stimulation on the vagina. I will now insert the device. Make note of the subject's sudden ceasing of convulsions. I will now turn the device on to simulate repeated penetration. Gentlemen, I think we are on to something. Notice her writhing. How rhythmic. She pushes into the coil injector and thrusts into the oscillator. Oh, her dance on the table. There is an order to it. I believe we are about to witness expulsion, gentlemen. Yes. Yes. Come now, young lady. Return to us. Come now. Remember who you are. Come, girl. Come to us. Come back. Oh, that sudden jump. Oh! This fluid dripping from her genitals. Gentlemen. Gentlemen, I believe we may have expelled the Leviathan's malady. Oh, young lady. Good girl. Good girl. Get the grappler and oscillator off of her and remove the chronograph. Good girl, young lady. Good girl. Yes. We must repeat this treatment on the rest. If we can successfully expel the miasma from the other hysterics, we can begin testing on healthy women in town. I believe, gentlemen, we are on the precipice of phase 3.
Science will change the world, and the world will never be the same.
This subject is done! The next one, please!